I ride a lot and have seen all the behaviors mentioned. I may even be guilty of some. Allegedly, however, I have been aware of increasing use of trails and bike lanes, and have slowed down, as hundreds of meters of vacant trail or path interspersed with infrequent other users became more like the island highway. So I wind it down a few heartbeats when I am around other people, for their sake and my own. I remind myself of my mindset when driving a vehicle, and act accordingly. When I stray from this attitude, things get dicey. So I stop for pedestrians crossing, use a bell, etc. I ride an EHPV, an exclusively human-powered vehicle, or regular analog pedal push bike sweaty thing. You know, from the last century, medical data shows e-bike crash injuries are more similar to motorcycle crash injuries than bicycle crashes. E-bikes are faster. Also heavier, even single-rider ones, let alone the passenger and cargo varieties. There are not only e-bikes now, but e-scooters, e-unicycles, e-skateboards, etc. Force equals mass x acceleration. How much carnage has to happen before something is done? As much as I hate the nanny state, if enough of us act like children, perhaps we need guidance? And consequences, I'm sure many of us realize the effect the lack of consequences has on human behavior. Attitudes have to change. I was recently on the E&N rail trail and slowed down to toddler walking speed behind a wagon train of about 20 kindergarten kids who were in their high-vis vests and walking all tethered together. Another cyclist rolled up beside me, as the other lane had oncoming bikes, and said disgustedly, "What's this?" before taking the first opportunity to sprint by without a warning. Some cyclists treat other trail users as badly as the worst motorists treat cyclists. It is perplexing that no authority seems to want to address this problem, especially when other issues, like dogs and Sonich for instance, have had money thrown at them and rules conjured overnight, even when seen by most as a non-problem. Another factor is competence. Pedal bike users progress gradually to be fitter and faster. Anyone who can balance on a bike can get on an e-bike and get up to dangerous speeds in seconds that they may not have the slightest skill to control. It's a recipe for disaster, with only lawyers, surgeons and heirs benefiting. One more thing. The rules about which side of the trail you walk are backwards. Pedestrians should face oncoming traffic. Then you can see if someone is bearing down on you. Also, this way, the riders have to face the people they are speeding by, perhaps making some of them realize they are passing actual humans. Riders have to pass walkers and runners on the trail no matter what side they are on. If you are walking, it is very disconcerting to hear the buzz of tires behind you while you are looking at traffic coming toward you in the opposite lane, and to realize the person running up your back has to stop or slow down. Will they? Are they? You never know until they pass. Not a relaxing walk. This feeling is doubled when the rider behind does not speak or use a bell. Most riders just fly by your shoulder just as you're turning your head. ... to comment on this article, write a letter to the editor. Letters at timescolonist.com.